PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome again to another edition of the program. It's very nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes of some music and other surprises. Well, we are now officially in the full swing of summer. Now, a few weeks ago I said that, well, at least I thought that we were. This week, I have to say, I think we mean it. We actually had an outside temperature of 39.5. So yes, we're actually really into the swing of things. Now, as I mentioned last week and also a few weeks ago, we are going to be having some very special programming for the summer months. We have a couple of series that we're going to be bringing to you in July and August while we take a holiday in the month of July. But also, each month, some very special programs indeed. And today we're going to be presenting one of them. But before we do any of that, let's begin with a little bit of music, Westlife and A World of Our Own.
When you come around, yeah, that's what I found out, honey. What am I doing without you? You make me feel happy. When I leave you behind, it plays my mind now, honey. What am I doing without you? Oh, took for granted everything we had. As if I find someone who's just like you. What am I do without you? What am I do without you? Well, I guess I'm ready for settling down. I'm fooling around, it's over. And I swear it's true, no buts or maybes. When I'm falling down, what am I doing without you? Well, it's feeling right now. So let's do it right now. Praying that somehow you will understand the way it's feeling right now. Maybe somehow I won't let this slip away. Oh, we got a little world of our own. I tell you things that no one else knows. I let you in when no one else goes. What am I doing without you?
We got a little world of our own. I'll tell you things that no one else knows. I'll let you in when no one else goes.
What am I doing without you?
All of the things I've been looking for have always been here inside of my door. And all of the time I'm looking for something new.
World of our own.
We got a little world of our own. I'll tell you things that no one else knows. I'll let you in when no one else knows.
Oh,
all of the things I've been looking for, I've always been.
Westlife with A World of Our Own, beginning today's edition of Happy Station for June the 5th, 2016. And speaking of world, we actually just had a lot of very interesting changes on our cable system here in Taiwan, which is, it actually kind of surprised me. Now, like many countries, we do have a lot of international channels. You know, the standard ones like BBC World News, CNN International, Al Jazeera, etc., etc. But in the last month, they've added, well, more than 10. And we have another 20 that are going to be part of the basic cable package by the end of the year. The ones that they've added so far were Channel 4 from the UK, Sky News, which we already had a bit of access through through an internet service. Al Jazeera we did have, and they brought that one back. But we also have, which is rather interesting, some domestic broadcasters from Europe. Stations, of course, that are not really targeted towards an international audience. For example, NOS from the Netherlands, which is Holland's public broadcaster. We now have two of their channels on our cable system, including BTV, which is a, or is it BFE? It's one of the two. It's a 24-hour news channel from France. And also ETV, Estonian television. Yeah, I mean, for some reason, all of a sudden, they just started carrying all these international channels. And we actually have more that are coming as well. So I was mentioning this to some friends of mine that live in the United States, and they said, actually, your, meaning our here in Taiwan, cable system is better at international coverage than our own domestic services in the United States. And actually, having looked at what most U.S. cities have in the way of cable, or even satellite through companies like EchoStar and DirecTV, I was very, very surprised. Very, very surprised on that one. So, our program, Media Network Plus, which airs on Saturdays, which yesterday, we're actually going to be doing a program on why and how all these stations all of a sudden started appearing in Taiwan, but that's going to be on a future edition of Media Network Plus. Now, we are, like I said, in summertime, and every summer, during the summer months, we like to bring a lot of special programs. And in the past, a lot of people have said, you know, we heard you mention, you know, you brought the Goon Show and vintage programs of Hancock's Half Hour and others. How about some old-time American radio programs? And that got me thinking, and actually that's not a bad idea, because some of them are, okay, some of the old radio programs that you listen to from the United States from that time or anywhere in the world really do sound dated. But some of them actually are still a lot of fun to listen to today. So we're actually going to be bringing you one of those after we take a listen to our next piece of music. This was a hit for two artists, Zamfir, who plays the pan flute, and James Last and his orchestra that accompanies Zamfir. And it was also used in the soundtrack to the movie Kill Bill 1 by director Quentin Tarantino and became a hit again. It's The Lonely Shepherd. Zamfir and the James Last Orchestra with a big hit that was actually hit twice, The Lonely Shepherd, which you can actually find on the Kill Bill soundtrack. Well, today, the first program of the month of June, for the 5th of June, we begin the first, actually, in a series of special editions of the program that we're going to bring you until the month of September, going into the archives and interviews and all kinds of radio dramas as well, interesting things that we actually save for the summer months. Many of you last year suggested that we bring you some old-time radio programs, so we're going to do one of those today. Now, these are three major stars. They are Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and Dorothy L'Amour. Now, many of you might remember they did a series of road pictures. In fact, the last road picture done was called A Road to Hong Kong, but Dorothy L'Amour didn't play a lead role in that one. That one was actually played by Joan Collins, and it wasn't actually one of the better ones. But on January 29th, 1947, Philco Radio Time decided to present a special edition of Bing Crosby and Bob Hope with Dorothy L'Amour called A Road to Hollywood. It's sort of a comedy send-up take on actually how they started working together, which is, it's a lot of fun to listen to. So, sit back and enjoy. And you know what's interesting? I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, but Bing Crosby was who had a very successful show on radio. He was the first major star anywhere in the world to actually start using tape as a way to record programs. Previously, programs had been recorded on disc, but he invested $5,000 in the 1940s, which back then was a lot of money. Today, it's not a lot of money, into the Ampex Corporation to come up with a way of coming up with a tape recorder and a good-sounding tape, so he can actually record the shows longer and they can make edits and they can change them and make them better for time shifting. So he was actually a pioneer in that regard. Anyway, Philco Radio Time, January 29th, 1947, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope with Dorothy L'Amour and A Road to Hollywood.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter as orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, and Bing's guests, Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour.
Ken, you don't mean Bob Hope, the author of that current bestseller, So This Is Peace. Is he here?
Mm-hmm.
George Bernard Jaw?
In person.
And Dorothy L'Amour, the beauteous siren of Paramount Pictures, also is present.
Oh, Dottie's here, too.
Oh, what a gay, mad night this pretends to be. Let us away, John Scott. My heart veritably goes crazy.
Can't we simply pass the time of day? Do you have to smile at me that way? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump. Can't we just shake hands and feel at ease? Do you have to give that extra squeeze? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump, bump. My doctor told me this has got to stop. He never heard a beat like hippity, hippity hop. When the conversation's going fine, must you get your lips so close to mine? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump. What'll I do? You got me crazy too.
My heart goes crazy, bump.
It goes bump, bump, de bump, bump.
Can't we just shake hands and feel at ease? Do you have to give that extra just quit.
This thing is gone.
My heart goes crazy.
It goes bum, de bum, bum, bum. My doctor told me this has got to stop. He never heard a beat like hippity, hippity hop. When the conversation's going fine, must you get your lips so close to mine? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump. What'll I do?
No use, I'm through.
You got me crazy too.
Bing.
Thank you, Ken.
By the way, do you want to know what makes my heart go crazy?
I'm not too eager, Ken, but I'll bet it begins with Philco.
Oh, you're so right, Bing. It's a Philco 1201.
Ken, you know Bob Hope is here tonight.
Well, yeah, I know.
And Dorothy L'Amour, so tonight let brevity be your keynote. Now, the folks are waiting to hear from L'Amour.
Well, Dottie is beautiful and charming, but personally my heart still goes crazy for the 1201. That's the streamlined automatic way to play records.
Mm-hmm. Is it as attractive in a sarong as L'Amour?
Well, no, but the 1201 is the easiest radio phonograph in the world to spin your records on.
Doesn't spin any easier than Hope. He's really in a whirl, that boy. Perpetual whirl.
Say, since you mentioned Hope, Bing, you could...
I shouldn't have.
Well, you did. You know, you can catch his program on your 1201. Has a fine radio, too. Sounds like you're right in the studio with Bob.
Right in the studio, maybe, but nowhere near the microphone on his show.
Well, then just use the phonograph.
Got a bulldozer to get up to the microphone.
Just use the phonograph. You just slide a record in the 1201, it plays automatically. No needles to change, no tone arm to touch, no adjustments whatsoever to make.
Oh, it's a dream set, Ken, really. Very chic, too.
Yes, Bing, it's so completely automatic you could play it blindfolded. It's obviously a natural for parties and dancing. Puts more zip in your listening pleasure, whether it's radio or records. That's why Philco's 1201 has been an overnight sensation. It's the largest selling radio phonograph in the world today. It's the new invention in radio from Philco, the leader.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Crosby, throw me a straight line and let's get this egg rolling. How much time can you waste here? Let's move.
Steady, influence, steady. By the way, where did you get those green stains on your elbows? Off the pool table?
No, those aren't green stains, grass stains. I was looking down a gopher hole trying to find your Hooper rating, you know.
That's pretty good info there. You're so happy and gay just because you're on top.
Thank
but tonight,
you. Thank
tonight,
you.
Bob, we're going to have a little class on the program.
Why, are you leaving?
Mr. Carpenter, will you take over, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, many of you have written in asking, how did Bing Crosby and Bob Hope first meet? Many of you have written in asking, when did they first meet? Many of you have written in asking, why did they first meet?
That's enough meat. Let's get to them potatoes. Do you mind?
Let the man talk, will you?
Many of you have asked, how did Bob and Bing first meet Dorothy L'Amour? So tonight, these and many other questions will be answered in an original play entitled The Road to Hollywood, starring Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and Dorothy L'Amour. Music, Mr. Trotter. The story opens many, 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 many years ago.
Not so many years, please.
We find Bing Crosby driving westward from New York City. He's flopped on Broadway, the boulevard of broken dreams. And now, practically penniless and in very low spirits, he pulls into a small garage on the outskirts of Cleveland, Ohio.
I'd like you to take a look at this motor. I think it's missing.
Okay. Say, that's quite a motor you got in there, a squirrel in a cage.
Yeah, I get 4 miles to the acorn, too. Say, look, bud, I'm on my way to California. I got to get this car fixed. I think the body has a wiggle.
Well, I can fix that. I know all about body wiggles. I used to sell candy in a burlesque show.
Say, you're a pretty good mechanic, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
That nose of yours ought to be great for changing tires.
And that ain't all. You should see it siphon gas. That's where I read.
You think you're going to get this thing fixed soon, you know, so I can get going? California?
What are you going out there for? The orange picking season?
Orange picking? No, I'm going out there and getting pictures, boy.
You're
going
to get in pictures?
Yes.
Drop in on your way back.
Come on, get to work on the car, will you?
Getting right at it. Here we go. Moving right in. That was all it needed, a new spark plug.
Thank you. Bub, how much do I owe you?
$3.
$3? You know, a young fella like you ought to be in pictures, too.
$3.
Yeah, Carl, I was just thinking, a handsome young fella like you, you ought to be in pictures.
2.5.
I can tell just looking at you. I bet you got plenty of talent.
$2.
And that left profile. Ronald Coleman.
$1.50.
And that right profile. Gary Cooper.
75 cents.
I can see your name in lights and girls all over the country swooning when your face comes upon the screen.
Say, you want to sell this car? I got to get to California.
No, I don't want to sell the car.
I'll give you my gold-plated yo-yo, 2 boxes of bubble gum, and $50 for it.
You got $50? Look, why don't you get your $50 and come on out the coast with me?
You mean you'll take me?
I'm going to try.
We now pick up our two stalwarts in Chicago. They've become acquainted, in fact, very well acquainted.
You took my $50 and bet it on a horse. And what a glue pot. We haven't had anything to eat for 3 days.
Oh, come on, cheer up. We're in Chicago, the Windy City. Oh, they sure have pretty girls here.
I'm too sick to look.
You are sick.
We're broke. We're broke. We're in a strange town. We have no friends.
We're hungry.
There's only one way out.
You mean?
We'll commit suicide. We'll jump off the highest building in town.
That's the Wrigley Building.
Mm-hmm.
24 stories.
Yeah.
We'll go to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Walk across the roof to the edge and zing. Tutti frutti.
Was your mother frightened by Orson Welles?
Maybe we shouldn't jump off a building that is so tall. I get dizzy in high places.
Yeah, let's try this building right here, Marshall Field.
Oh, come on, come on. Now, come on inside.
Okay.
Here's the elevators. Ouch, hey, Hope, stop. I can't breathe.
Sorry, I was pushing the wrong button.
We go straight to the roof.
Sorry, nothing. I was pushing the wrong button. I'd like to try it again, if you don't.
Small souffle.
I thought the delivery was wrong. I'm right, all right.
Straight we go to the roof, huh?
Right to the roof.
Nothing will stop us.
Take that egg with us.
Right, right.
Would you boys like to ride my elevator?
Would we?
Yes, don't wait at me in. Now,
boy, what a cute elevator operator. What are you doing later, honey? Huh?
Going up.
Yeah.
Say, aren't these nice elevators?
Yeah, and those shafts ain't bad either.
We gotta commit suicide. Now, never mind this pretty girl.
Second floor, books, magazines, and periodicals.
Here's what I get off.
We're jumping off the roof. What do you mean you're getting off here?
It's a long jump. I want something to read on the way down.
Oh, no, you don't. Say, honey, that's quite an outfit you're wearing. What do you call it?
A sarong.
This thing has no shoulders. What holds it up? Public opinion?
What's your name, sweetie?
Dorothy L'Amour.
L'Amour, that's French for love, shall we?
Well, here's the roof. Bon voyage.
Say, Bob, I just thought of something. There's no sense in being too rash about this thing. You jump off the roof today, I'll jump off tomorrow.
Oh, no, you bet my money on that horse and you jump first.
Well, that's why I want to stick around a little more. The horse may come in. Could be.
Not with those three legs. You take the leap today. I want to read about you in the papers. Besides, Dorothy here would be lonesome with both of us gone. Go on, jump. Say, honey, how about you and me having dinner tonight, huh?
All right, come on, Hope. Kiss me goodbye and jump.
Oh, but I can't kill myself. What'll become of the baby? Think of the baby.
What baby?
My mother's baby, me.
I'll tell you what, fellas. I work in a little nightclub when I finish here. Mm-hmm. Why don't you drop in there tonight and we'll talk this all over?
Okay.
Where do you work, honey?
Society Kid Hogan's Classy Cabaret.
Oh, it's a date. We'll get our brass knuckles and meet you there at 8.
Inasmuch as the boys are practically starving, we take you immediately to Society Kid Hogan's Classy Cabaret.
Was that little baby who just played the piano?
Oh, that little tot's name is Sketch Henderson. He's only 2 years old.
Oh, that's a cute tuxedo he's wearing with the satin lapels and the diapers. Isn't that cute?
I'll bet he's the only musician that Petrillo has to burp.
Hi, fellas. How's it going?
Call a waiter. I'm starving.
How can we eat? We haven't got any money.
Well, Dorothy works here. We can order some food and have him take it out of her salary.
Now, just a minute, boys. You're moving pretty fast. You'd think we were partners.
Partners? Hmm. Say, how much money have you got saved up, Dorothy?
About $60.
Honey, I got a hunch that you're going to Hollywood with us.
I can't. Who'll act as my chaperone?
He will.
Gee, two chaperones. I guess I'll be safe.
Why, certainly. Come on, let's go, huh?
We now pick up our little group as they're nearing Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Boy, this western country is really beautiful, isn't it? What are those funny bushes rolling along?
Those are tumbling tumbleweeds.
Sounds like a cue for a song.
If it's not, we're going to be a minute and a half short tonight.
Them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the pasture behind, nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds.
Days after leaving Chicago, our nomads of the open road reach Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they're forced to sell their car for obvious reasons. At this very moment, they're in conference with a local businessman trying to close the deal.
Now, look, mister, this car is a terrific buy. It's in great shape. Buy it, and when we're big hits in Hollywood, we'll send you a present. You believe we'll be big hits in Hollywood, don't you?
Ugh.
Ugh.
don't you think will be big hits?
Too ug.
That gets the biggest laugh of the show with one lousy.
Cooper technique.
Are you the smiling Irishman?
No, me nasty Navajo.
Yes, you are.
John Scott Tecumseh.
You don't like our car, huh?
What makes big smoke come from motor?
This is a Stanley steamer, Chief.
Yeah. Think of all the smoke signals you'd be able to send with a car. You know, it's all...
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
You can't go wrong, Chief. The value of this car is
heap big.
Paleface mean big heap.
You're just self-conscious.
Hurry up and sell him. I'm getting tired of holding up this rear axle.
Chief, this is the car for you. Listen to this horn.
Me like that. Me take call. Wait here. I bring wampum from TP.
It's a good thing I told him I was bat boy for the Cleveland Indians.
Can I let go of this axle now?
Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Here he comes. Oh, and look at the bundle he's got in his arm. There ought to be a lot of greenbacks in that package, boy.
Yeah. You take wampum. Me take car for a ride.
Thanks, Chief, and happy landings.
Come on, rip that bundle open. It must be loaded with dough.
Oh, boy, there's got to be plenty of loot in here.
Hey, we've been scalped. This isn't dough. It's three Indian blankets.
Ah, what will happen to our young hopefuls with no money and three Indian blankets? Will they get a job standing in front of a cigar store? No. Will the fickle finger of fate keep them from reaching Hollywood, their dream city? What will they do?
Well, go ahead and tell them. We're practically running into Henry Morgan's program now.
Yeah, the finish of this sketch has got to be a shave-a-thon if we don't hurry.
Yeah, hurry up now.
Well, anyhow, folks, our two heroes and our heroine traded in their Indian blankets for one bus ticket to Hollywood. But what good is one bus ticket for three people? Let us tune in and find out.
Yes, lady, this is a bus to Hollywood.
Thank you, driver. Come along, boys. Take my hand.
Hey, wait a minute. Are your two uncles going along, too?
Oh, these are my two young sons, Bingy and Bobby. They're big for their age.
How old are you, Bingy?
8 years old, going on 7.
And how old are you, Bobby?
Da-da, goo-goo, chee-chee bar.
Little Bobby, he doesn't talk very well, does he?
He's chewing tobacco.
Well, all right, lady, you can take him on the bus, but they'll have to sit on your lap.
Hot diggity, come on!
All right, hold tight, everybody. We're off to Hollywood.
Come on, Mama.
Come on, Ma. Shake a leg.
I won't be able to move for a month.
Come on.
Come on.
Look where we are.
Paramount Studios.
Oh, we could never make good at Paramount. We don't know anybody on the inside.
We don't have to with what you got on the outside. Come on. Paramount Studios.
Of course, that isn't quite the way it happened. We've had a lot of fun working together.
Remember the road to Zanzibar?
Remember the road to Singapore?
Remember the road to Morocco?
Remember the road to Morocco? There's so much that's happened since then. Bob has written lots of books, all of them succeed.
And now that he has learned to write, he's gonna learn to read.
Incredible.
Remember the road to Morocco.
I don't care to go back again.
The villain followed Dorothy till he became a pest.
So now she's doing pictures where she's practically dressed.
remember our big kissing scene.
I'm glad there was a crowd that day on stage 15.
Remember the road to Morocco. It's water that's over the dam. And since then, a bouncing baby boy was born to Dot. They're trying to figure whether it's a capital gain or not. Remember the road to Morocco.
We sure got in many a jam.
But I told some of those funny jokes the natives seemed to like. That's why the Chickens Union sent their hens out on a strike.
You made it ham a la mode.
Yeah, now. I guess we should forget about Morocco Road.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, ends our little vignette. Here is your Philco man.
If tonight's drama inspires any of you listeners to take the road to Hollywood yourselves, don't forget that nowadays, Philco's new portable radio is standard equipment for traveling anywhere. And while we're looking back along the road, let me remind you that Philco pioneered the modern portable radio that plays on its own batteries, along with such other Philco firsts as the original of all table model radios, the famous Philco Baby Grand, the first practical automobile radio, the modernized radio phonograph with no needles to change. These and many other electronic achievements have made Philco today the world's largest radio manufacturer, the undisputed leader of the radio industry since 1930. Because the greatest achievements in radio tone, performance, and value have come from the Philco laboratories first. Always thinking ahead, Philco gives you tomorrow in your radio set today. So when you look for your new radio or radio phonograph now, look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
We've been framed. Now from the Paramount Picture, Blue Skies, you keep coming back like a song. Skitch Henderson, flailing the Baldwin. Steady, man.
Can't run away from you, dear. I've tried so hard, but I fear you'll always follow me near and far. Just when I think that I'm set, just when I've learned to forget, I close my eyes, dear, and there you are. Keep coming back like a song. A song that keeps saying, remember the sweet used to be that was once you and me. Keeps coming back like an old melody. The perfume of roses in May. Returns to my room in December. From out of the past, where forgotten things belong, you keep coming back like a song. Thank you.
back like a song.
Before shoving off for the Casa Krovny, I'd like to thank Bob and Dottie for dropping in tonight.
Oh, I was most happy to, Bing, and it was really a thrill being here.
Well, you got paid. No wonder you're thrilled.
Please, please, Bob, let's stay in the land of make-believe. Let's not bring up any dreary business details. Anyhow, folks, next week Peggy Lee returns to our little flock, and also as your special guest, we will have Beatrice Lilly.
Oh, I must tune in.
Incidentally, I must get home now, brush my teeth with Pepsodent.
Yeah, and I must get home and sleep in my Philco console.
See you at Paramount tomorrow morning, Robert. Shooting a picture, you are, we know.
Yeah, we're finished with Favored Brunette, you know. But try to be on time, will you,
yes.
For Road to Rio?
See you at the crack of dawn. Bring a lime cola, will you? Good night, folks.
This program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week when Peggy Lee returns, and Bing's guest will be Beatrice Lilly. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.
Philco Radio Time broadcast January 29th, 1947 on the ABC Radio Network in the United States. And that was a special edition of the program called The Road to Hollywood, a script that was especially written for Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and Dorothy Lamour. Kind of a bit of a send-up on actually how they all met. Of course, it really didn't happen that way, but it was kind of a funny story if actually they did meet that way. Anyway, in a few weeks' time, we're going to bring you, something else. Not next week. Next week will be just one of the regular programs, I suspect. Yes, I suspect. You have to tune in to find out what we're actually doing then. We were just informed a couple of weeks ago that there's a few more partner stations that are relaying this program. And I will actually talk about that next week. All right. Now, before we go, if you want to contact us, it's very easy to do so. Just send us an email, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program again, as well as past editions, by visiting our website, pcjmedia.com. Anyway, we're going to close today with Leonard Cohen and one of my favorite songs by Leonard Cohen called First We'll Take Manhattan. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
To 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I'm guided by a signal in the heavens.
Guided.
I'm guided by this birthmark on on my skin.
I am guided by,
I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. You're worried that I just might win. You know the way to stop me, but you don't have the discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I don't like your fashion business, mister. And I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Plywood violin. I practiced every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Remember me, I used to live for music. Remember me, I brought your groceries in. Well, it's Father's Day and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.